Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Get out of the way!
Hey guys, you're lucky because we're back for another great lesson at China232.com. And I am Andrew and joined by...
Otis.
Hello, Otis. Glad to have you back. And please go to the website, www.china232.com. Click on podcasts, and you can then click on all the beautiful pictures that we have of each lesson. And remember to read what we're saying before to really help you out, because we've got the free reading material that goes with each cast.
Right, and we describe the different terms that we're using in this podcast as well.
Right, very helpful. And also, download each one and put it on your MP3 player on your way to work so you can always be learning and having fun with us. So great.
And better yet, listening to us. We like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And please, again, give your comments on the site. We're so happy to have them.
Okay, good. We're going to get right into the story, but first we'll describe what are we talking about today? The title of this episode is Hard to Believe, and that just means something that is difficult to imagine or understand. You don't even believe it, right? Okay, so it's set in a movie theater, and there's going to be a problem, but we're just going to let Andrew tell the story first and see what happens. Then we'll talk about the language points.
All right, listen up. I went to a movie with my friends the other day. We got there early so we could get good seats and make sure we all sat together. Just as the movie was about to start, some tall woman with huge hair sat right in front of me. I could barely see a thing. She was absolutely hideous and reeked of cheap perfume. I would have changed seats, but by that time the theater was full. I needed to come up with a plan. There was no way I was going to sit for 2 hours staring at that hair. Luckily, a friend of mine had a pair of scissors in her purse. I knew it was risky, but the perfume and the whole situation was making me lose control. I felt I did what anyone in my situation would do. I started cutting. Naturally, she noticed immediately and screamed, "What the hell are you doing?" I was caught red-handed. I wasn't in much of a position to deny anything, considering the fact that I had the scissors in my hand. I said, "I know this is going to sound hard to believe, but it wasn't me." She was so angry and confused, she just got up and left. I was able to watch the rest of the movie in peace. It was great. It's too bad she missed it.
Oh, right. It is too bad that she missed that one, for sure. Well, this is a pretty interesting story here. It's funny that the person that cut the other woman's hair thought that everyone would do that in his situation.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, let's think about it. If somebody sat in front of you with really tall hair and you couldn't see, what would you do? What would most people do?
Well, most people would do nothing or talk to the person.
Most people would just sit there and be angry for the whole time. And cutting the hair certainly is a bit of a strange idea.
Right. It's certainly something that most people would not do.
Yeah.
But we'll say that at least.
Well, luckily, yeah. A lot of the stories that we're telling, though, you may have noticed, are very strange things that people are doing. And the funny thing is they end up being good ideas, at least in the story. So anyway, the other day.
Right. The other day just means someday, not too long ago, but we don't know the exact date. We don't know if it was yesterday, the day before, just someday fairly recently.
Right. So it's a great term to use if you don't remember, but maybe within the last week, maybe 3 days ago, maybe 4 days ago, you say, "The other day, my friends and I, blah, blah, blah." Good. Okay. Next word, hideous.
Hideous.
I said
right.
The woman was absolutely hideous.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just means she was very ugly.
It's a very, very strong word, hideous. But yeah, if someone is ugly, you could just or something is ugly, like a painting or something, you could say it's hideous.
Right. The thing about hideous, it almost means that you can't even look at it. It's so ugly, too.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Actually, let's talk about one line you said, I could barely see a thing. The idea of barely. What does that mean here?
Almost not. Hardly. You could almost not see anything.
Right. So he could barely see a thing. He could almost see nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Moving on, we'll talk about reeked, right?
Yep.
What does that mean?
She stunk, smelled very, very bad.
Right. Had a very bad aroma or odor to
her. She smelled terrible because of her perfume, right? And that is annoying when people do that.
Right.
When
some people like to really put a lot of perfume on so everyone can notice it. It's supposed to be a very subtle thing that you can hardly, you just get a scent and go, ooh, that's nice.
Right. Remember, ladies, if you're putting on perfume just a little, please, you don't want to reek of it. Good. It's a good tip to remember if you're catching men.
Right. You can say you reek of something.
Right. Or you just reek.
Or
that
you just
means
reek.
You smell. Yeah, that's terrible.
Right. Like the garbage reeks.
Right.
It smells really bad.
Right. The woman turns to me. This is very strong language when she was upset.
Right. Some more slang here.
Yeah. And she said, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
So it's saying, what am I doing? But to put the hell, it makes it so, you know, she's obviously very angry and disagrees with what I'm
right,
doing.
Right, she disagrees with what you're doing. She's not just asking, oh, what are you doing?
Right, what the hell are you doing means I can't believe you're doing it.
It means I don't like what you're doing and why are you doing it and don't do it.
Yeah, stop doing it, you idiot.
Right.
And it's very strong language and you can only use this really if someone's doing something horrible, like maybe stealing your money and you notice them stealing it and you say, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
Something like this.
Yeah, you wouldn't say this to your boss or anything like
no,
this.
No.
Or in any sort of a meeting.
Nope.
Okay, moving on once again. Considering the fact that. What does considering the fact that mean?
This is pretty good. It'll make you sound pretty smart if you kind of use this thing. I mean, you're saying when you think about some reason.
Right, so consider. Right.
Because of some reason. So I said, I wasn't in much of a position to deny anything. Let's first talk about that part. Deny. Deny just means here, say that it's not me, right? I wasn't in any, I could not say that I didn't do it, right? And then it says, considering the fact, so thinking about because of the reason.
Right, considering the situation that happened.
That I had the scissors in my hand. So I couldn't tell this woman that I did not cut her hair.
Right. She saw that her hair was cut.
You're right.
Uh-huh. And she saw that you were right beside her and you're the only person with scissors. You can't really deny it anymore, can you?
Right. I must admit that it was me. It was very difficult. How could I deny it? Right. Considering the fact that I had the scissors and I was right there.
Right. It was very reasonable to assume that you did it, of course.
Right.
So
okay.
No one's really going to believe you. Right. Okay.
And then I said, I was caught red-handed,
mm-hmm.
right? I was caught red-handed. This is a good line, and it says, you're caught while you're doing something bad. So, for example, if you steal something from a store and a policeman watches you steal it, you are caught red-handed.
Right, that means you actually have, someone has to see you do something or really have strong evidence to know that you did it for sure.
Right. They have to see it. Right,
mm-hmm.
They have to watch you do it. That's mm-hmm. getting caught red-handed.
Right. I mean, there's been times I've been caught red-handed doing some things I shouldn't have done. That's for sure.
Yeah, like what?
Well, for example, I was in first year university, and my friend and I, it was a very cold evening. We didn't have very much to do, and we lived in what they call as a dormitory. And we decided to go in the stairwell where the stairs are going up to the top. In the middle, there is basically a hole where there would be an open space so that people, you could see the people walking down the stairs, Okay, and what we were doing is we were dumping buckets of water down the stairs.
What?
We just thought it was really funny because what happens is when you drop the water, it starts splashing all around. So when we okay. see the people going down, what would happen was they'd get splashed and we'd hear, ah! And we'd just start laughing.
That's pretty good. So you're just playing a prank. You're playing a joke on these.
Right, but eventually what happened was I kept doing it and people started waiting for me and they caught me red-handed was the problem. And they said, we saw you do it. And I started running away. And they said, Addison, we know it was you. I really couldn't do much in this situation. Yeah.
So to use the whole thing again, you could say... The language you were just talking about, considering the fact that they saw you do it, you couldn't deny it, considering the fact that they caught you red-handed.
Right, I was caught red-handed. Okay, let's quickly go to the last point here. I know this is going to sound hard to believe, but...
Okay, so I know this is going to sound hard to believe, but let's talk about why we use this phrase. It's... Remember, the woman caught me cutting her hair. She caught me red-handed cutting her hair. So I'm trying to deny this, remember. I'm trying to say that I did not cut her hair. So, of course, she's not going to believe me very easily. So I need to say something. If I just say I didn't do it, then she's just going to say, well, that's crazy. You're a liar. So I need to kind of warm her up and say, I agree with you that this looks bad. So I'm saying, I know this is going to sound hard to believe, but it wasn't me.
You're telling the other person that you're going to say something that sounds a little bit strange, but please listen anyways and try to believe me.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, so it was pretty funny because I don't think in real life the woman would believe it, but, you know, she did hear. Well, she didn't actually. She was so angry and confused. She just left. Anyway, great lesson today. Get on the site. Leave us a comment and your name, please. Maybe we'll email you.
Okay, good. And we'll see you next time at China232.com.